5 ways cloud strategy is changing and what IT leaders should do about it. Over the past decade, cloud computing has shown that renting infrastructure is more effective than owning it, and this approach is now widely accepted. As workloads grow more complex and budgets tighten, 5 ways cloud strategy is changing are reshaping how leaders plan for the years ahead. Today, executive discussions focus not on whether to use the cloud, but on which strategies are still effective. Infrastructure decisions now carry greater environmental and operational impact than ever before. 1. Embedded AI is redefining cloud infrastructure. Previously, AI functioned as a standalone application layer on cloud infrastructure, built, purchased, or hosted on rented compute. This model is now outdated. Major cloud providers are integrating AI accelerators and dedicated GPU capacity directly into core infrastructure. A more significant change is the rise of agentic cloud architecture, where self-governing AI systems manage operations that once required human monitoring. Tasks such as configuration management, threat detection, and auto-scaling are now increasingly handled by AI agents within the environment. A key strategic risk is determining accountability when an autonomous agent makes an infrastructure change that results in downtime or a security vulnerability. Action for IT leaders: implement clear accountability frameworks, fallback controls, and audit trails for agentic decision-making before rolling out autonomous tools at scale. 2. FinOps is moving from nice-to-have to core governance. Unpredictable cloud costs have increased with the rise of generative AI workloads. The pay-as-you-go model, once valued for flexibility, now contributes to budget volatility. FinOps has shifted from a specialized area to a core IT operational requirement. 2 architectural strategies are helping forward-thinking teams control this volatility: serverless execution, move non-continuous workloads to serverless models to eliminate the hidden costs of idle provisioned capacity; low-code and no-code abstraction, minimize custom infrastructure overhead to reduce areas where technical debt and hidden costs can accumulate. Key takeaway: high-performing organizations do not wait to audit cloud costs after receiving invoices. They integrate continuous cost visibility into the architecture phase, treating cost as a primary design constraint alongside latency and security. 3. Edge computing is pulling processing away from the data center. Centralized hyperscale data centers are effective for extensive operations, but they present physical limitations when real-time performance is essential. Edge computing tackles this by moving processing closer to the data source, such as a factory floor, retail outlet, or distributed device network. As physical operations incorporate more sensors and local models, edge architecture is shifting from a niche solution to a requirement for zero-latency operations. 4. Hybrid and multi-cloud are the default, not the exception. Relying on a single cloud vendor for all workloads is now uncommon. Most enterprises use hybrid environments, combining public and private clouds with multi-vendor public infrastructure. Key drivers include avoiding single-vendor lock-in, increasing resilience to regional outages, and maintaining sensitive healthcare or financial data on controlled infrastructure while leveraging public cloud scalability for other workloads. The trade-off is operational complexity. Multi-cloud creates integration friction, configuration drift, and multi-vendor overhead. Action item for IT leaders: ensure multi-cloud is a deliberate workload-by-workload architectural decision, not the accidental result of fragmented team purchasing habits over time. 5. Sustainability is becoming an architectural variable. Large-scale cloud computing has a notable energy footprint. Environmental impact is now a critical engineering consideration, rather than just a topic in annual corporate responsibility reports. Leading organizations implement green cloud strategies through 3 core practices: intelligent workload routing, direct non-urgent compute jobs to regions powered by renewable energy, or schedule them during off-peak energy hours; modern hardware capability, upgrade to lower wattage, high-density hardware designed for intensive AI workloads, resource optimization, use predictive scheduling to shut down idle environments automatically. The bottom line, sustainability and expense efficiency are closely linked. Infrastructure waste that affects environmental metrics typically results in higher cloud spending. What this means for your modern IT strategy. These trends are interconnected. Responding to these shifts requires moving beyond rigid, single cloud management models. Successful technology leaders develop flexible, resilient architectures that can accommodate changes across all five areas. Following steps for your organization. If your team is evaluating its cloud posture, AI infrastructure, or cost optimization strategy, assess whether your current stack is based on outdated assumptions or in line with current best practices. Explore insights. Visit cloudlatitude.com and head to insights for articles and architecture guides. Speak with an expert. Contact our cloud architecture team at 888-971-0311.